everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful healing program on BBS Radio, and today's date is the 4th of October, 2010. So, we'll just see, how are you doing out there, Annika?
I'm out here, and for some reason, I'm having a little hard time getting my computer started. But otherwise, I'm good. I feel great from this weekend. So yeah, everything's been really good. How are you doing, Ron?
Doing good. Doing good. So let's do a clearing here. And let's see here. Let's do a emotional clearing. So here we go. Going back during the weekend to now, last few days, so we'll do Saturday. So count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And Sunday, clearing away emotional stuff. One, two, three, four, and five. And today's Monday, we'll clear this away. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll do pain for people who are in pain here. So here we go. So Saturday for pain. One, two, three, four, and five. And Sunday. One, two, three, four, and five. And Monday, today. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. Counting from 10 to 1. And you may feel the energy actually drop down with you as you have your awakening thoughts drop into your heart center. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika, here. We can maybe...
Yeah, we could welcome callers. I'm just going to get there so I can mention the phone numbers. I will do that soon. But I was wondering, maybe we could talk about some of the clearings or what could somebody start with who is brand new? And now you just did the emotional and the pain body. Let's say if somebody wants to change their life for the better, as in a career, where else could they go if they've done, let's say, the emotional clearing but hasn't really done anything else with you, Ron?
Well, I'd recommend doing the self-empowerment. That can get rid of issues that are self-imposed by your mind, also by people thinking bad thoughts about you, maybe not wanting you to leave your current job, so they're holding you there psychically. So you're unable to think of moving on in your life. Maybe you might even want to do the earth grid clearing, because those grid lines hold you fixed in a location. And again, you may want to do the natal chart clearing. The natal chart is going to help release you from mindsets, okay, that the aliens are connecting to you. We use the word alien a lot because that's what's controlling you. You have these alien codes put on you. You know, the death barcode is one of them. You know, your spirit barcode, the ascension for 2012 barcode. So there's many things that are attached to you that you probably know nothing about. And you want to get out of that control. So you have free choice, you know, free will. So you're able to somehow be able to use your own consciousness to move on to have a better life. So if you are attempting to move on in a different job or something, you may just look and just see what's holding you back and why, you know, is that energy holding you back. Because you may not understand it fully. Maybe somebody did a hex or spell on you. So there's
yeah, and let's say, what if somebody finds out that they might actually have a future that doesn't look that good? Let's say you get a reading from, you know, somebody reading the dark script and is telling you about your horoscope. We sometimes speak about that. So what could somebody do then if it doesn't sound good? Ron, do you hear me? No, I lost you.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
So
let's say if somebody had like a negative prediction or, you know, their astrology doesn't look that good.
Okay, that first means that what's happening to you is that that's in your psychic billboard. So the reader read your billboard, and upon reading that, is telling them what you are transmitting to the world. And from that, you want to change that. So you could do a psychic billboard clearing. That's like $20 for the month. And put that on there to get it released. You may also have energies that's going to connect to you through dark side practitioners. That could be what's causing your billboard to be, you know, in a negative fashion. So there's a lot of things that people do here with the mind. Remember, the darkness is the mind energy. And the darkness is from the aliens putting us into a timeline. So probably the most important thing is to make sure that you're not connected to an alien timeline. Because the alien timeline is different than our timeline. And they can abduct you and take you off into parallel universes, parallel places of the darkness. And when that happens, then all of a sudden, you're not present here, and you have no energy here to work and live on. And your body can be brought forth and recreated as a clone body here. So that gets very strange. And most people won't really understand that too well as I talk about this, but if you've ever watched anybody around you behave differently, okay, or strangely, and they're behaving like they normally don't behave, then you know that that might not be that same physical body and the same energy in that body that you're used to connecting to or with. So you can all look back upon your life and probably bring up different times when maybe your best friend, you know, maybe acted like a jerk to you or something. And you can look at that and say, gee, maybe that's what happened. Maybe this person was actually abducted and something else was put here in its place. And I still thought it was the same person, but they responded differently. And if you were to check out their energy of their body, you would notice that that energy is not theirs. Now, the emotional body is recreated, so that body does have an emotional body to it, which is what you use for judgment. Remember, it runs on judgment. It runs on the law of cause and effect. It runs on duality. And so that will still be with that body, but it might be not the person that you realized or saw, you know, in this lifetime because it's a different body. So you have to really be careful to choose and look at what's going on. And the parallel life clearings that we have will help to get you back here. In fact, it's a clearing on the website, if you wish. The Be Here Now clearing is very good. It's a free clearing. Just get on that and just see, you know, if you feel something change. If you do feel something change in you, around you, through you, you know that you're not here. So where are you? You know, that's the main question. And nobody's going to be able to answer that question because the aliens do abduct people all the time. And you don't know where you are because they change your consciousness. That's the scary part about living here, getting that information. And this is why you always want to become heart-centered. That's your only protection to having the aliens not interfere with you, is to become heart-centered. And you want to get out of your mind. So as you keep searching for the true reality of life here, that's using your mind. And the mind will take you everywhere. It'll take you to websites, and it'll give you all kinds of spiritual teachings and everything else. And each time you connect to something like that, you're going down the path of duality, and you will have a self-fulfilling prophecy. Once you finally start backpedaling and going back into your heart, then you're going to realize that all that information maybe was valid for you at that particular time, but you have to get uncorded from it, disconnected from that energy, because it's going to bring you into the negativity and the darkness. And just by moving away from it and not connecting to it, you're still connected. You know, you still read that book. Those particular words in that book connected you to something. And so you have to be very careful on what you're doing, because words are very powerful. And the aliens connect to words and letters. That's why we have a natal chart, to disconnect you from a lot of these things. And that natal chart clearing is a very powerful clearing. So there's different ways to get unhooked. But the whole thing is, well, you want to get into your heart center. And then these energies have a very difficult time dealing with you, because you're not in the time reality that they're giving you to live in. So when you live in time, then you have all this stuff happening to you. And remember, the mind will always want to seek knowledge. The mind will always want to typically, inherently, want to help everybody else but you. You might notice that some people have that trait. And so you're going to continuously want to help everybody else some way, because the dark side would like you to take all of your energy and do that. Remember, when you help someone else, you're not empowering you. You know, you might think you're being empowered because you're helping somebody. That makes you feel good, but the feelings are an emotion. And the emotion is from darkness. So duality creates emotions. So you might be feeling great because you go out and you feed the homeless every day. You may feel great because maybe you have taken on maybe 20 stray cats, you know, with food, which is fine. Nothing's wrong with that. But the net result is, if you had no money, how would you feel? You'd probably feel disappointed because you can't continue to do that. And you're actually giving away your own good. Not that, you know, animals shouldn't be taken care of or anything else, but the main thing is that it's up to you to hold on to your own spiritual integrity, your own life force energy. So the key is not to give it away, because the source is unlimited in the energy that it has, but you have to connect to it inside of yourself. And that's the whole process, is to become maybe self-enlightened, because you want to get all the energy of your spirit with you. And if you don't keep calling upon your spirit for that, and you keep going outside of yourself doing things, taking away your life force energy, then you're disempowered, and the dark side loves that. They'll keep giving you tasks to do. They'll bring situations in front of you to work on for yourself and other people. They'll tell you why you're not good enough. They'll do all this stuff to you just to disempower you. And the whole process is to get into your heart center, to get off of their timeline. And they can change timelines on you, just like I mentioned earlier, that they can take someone out, one of your friends out, of this timeline, bring in a clone body, and you think that you're dealing with them. And it's very disconcerting to actually understand that. So you have to look upon your life, and what are you doing for yourself? That's the main thing. Are you helping yourself? Are you feeling good about yourself? Not by having other people's emotions and working through them for yourself, become better, okay, so that you think that you accomplished something. What are you doing for your actual self? And that's the whole thing. Are you self-empowered? Is your spirit working through you to empower you? And are you living in the moment? That's the whole question to ask. Like I say, you know, if you were able to view yourself the day that you died, and you died, we'll say, 10 minutes ago, and you looked upon your life, what would you actually say? Did I help myself? Did I connect to my spirit? Could I be all that I could be in spirit? Or did I give myself away to everybody else around me? And a lot of people have that regret upon the dying process, because they look and see how all these people they helped, but they got nothing back in return from it. And then they get bitter. And you have to realize that the only one that you can really care for is you. This is your spirit. You have to connect to your spirit. and then you empower other people to connect to their spirit. This is how it works. You work with the energy that's out of time, not the in-time energy. Remember, the in-time energy will lead you everywhere it wants to go to. So I guess the whole thing is to become empowered with your spirit, and that's with you. And it can't be taught in any book. You have to do the mind-to-heart drop like we did earlier. But I'll do it again right now for everybody in case we have some listeners who just came on. So this show is about empowering you. And it's not to go outside of yourself with any other belief systems out there on this planet, because what's out there on this planet of other beliefs will not bring you to your spirit. Okay? If they do, that would be wonderful. Let me know which one does that. I'd like to talk about it or look into it. But typically, you know, most people have organizations they belong to. They have churches they belong to, and they have different affiliations, you know. So you have to look at your circle of friends and what you actually do in your life. Are these all heart-based energies? Do all these people go to their heart every day? If they don't, you're in the wrong group. You're connected to the wrong energy because they're going to take you away from being self-empowered. So here we go. We're going to do the mind-to-heart drop, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, Annika, back to you.
Okay, so thank you so much for sharing more about what this show is all about, empowering ourselves and bringing our own spirit back and for getting us heart-centered again. We have a few more comments that are really great on the fast chat, Ron, that a few people are kind of mentioning along the lines of what we're talking about. And if you just came on, Ron has been mentioning a few of the clearings that can help to make you feel more empowered. Of course, if you go to creationlightship.com, you will see a lot of the clearings on the left-hand side. There's a lot of free clearings. If you haven't been on there before, it's always good to start with those to feel the energy. Some people can feel, but if you can't feel, it's still working for you, so you don't have to worry about that. But you mentioned a few of them, like the psychic billboard clearing. I know that's on the left-hand side. Removing the ascension barcode. It's a barcode that would keep you from ascending. And we're talking about the 2000-year ascension now, not the 2012. There's a difference there, and if you're new to it, hold on and listen to more of what Ron is talking about, and we might get into that. But there's a lot of talking on the fast chat about, you know, how do we actually get rid of those things that have been around us, or if we have friends that are psychics and mediums and they've been doing lots of readings and reading on energy, how can we get free of that? Or let's say if you have given your power to a psychic, how can you return it back? You talked about cutting the cords. Do we cut the cords to an event where you did something, or is it enough to kind of cutting the cords of people? You have one clearing which is cutting cords from people, but you know, let's say you were part of an event or something. There's a lot of different events going on that you might have been linked to a group of people or a lot of people doing things. So I'm going off here. But maybe somebody wants to call in, and I should mention the call-in numbers too. 888-815-9756. And there's a few different numbers if you go to BBS Station 1, which is what we're on Monday, so you can see the other numbers there if you can't get through on the first line. But, Ron, maybe we can help those people that are wondering how to get more empowered from that.
Boy, yeah. I have a clearing up, which is the Dark Side Practitioner clearing. and you can put somebody's name in there. So a dark side practitioner is just somebody who maybe could be your ex wife or husband, could be a mother-in-law, father-in-law, could be the person that you work with, could be your boss. It's just somebody who sends you thoughts, okay? So I won't say negative thoughts, because we all know that negative thoughts you don't want to have. They can send you positive thoughts, too. A thought is a thought. It's like talking about black magic and white magic, that one's better than the other. It's still dealing with psychic energy of magic. And that's basically what it is. It's somebody that's doing something without your permission, and they then will put energy to you, and that energy is going to be displayed typically on your psychic billboard. If it's not there, it could actually physically harm you with your body. Now, let's say that you went to a practitioner, and this person was pretty high up on the ranks, okay, of this skill, of this dark art, because they're all dark arts when you use any kind of thing with the mind to control things, okay? That's what we talk about on this program. So you go to this person, you go, man, I need to find a new person to be in my life, okay? Or I need to get some money. And you pay this person, you know, their fee, whatever they're asking, to put out this spell on you to bring something into your life. Well, what's that doing? It's taking away free will from someplace else. So are you the culprit on this here? Well, you instigated it, so you're just as at fault as the practitioner. But are you disconnected from that practitioner after you got maybe your $10,000 that you wanted to have in your pocket? Well, they're still probably connected to you. I mean, it could be 20, 30 years. And maybe they give you a phone call someday and they say, hey, you know, I did this work with you. Can you, want to have it done again? You go, oh, no, I'm perfectly fine. And because they're so powerful, now they're going to say, uh-oh, I don't like this person now. I'll fix them. And now they start doing this negative stuff to you. And you start losing some money. You know, I've seen that a lot with people. They come up to me and they tell me that at the expo. They say, yeah, I went to this guy over here, and I don't have a good feeling about him anymore. And he looks at me, and when I see him, and I know that he wants to get into my pocket again, and my life really hasn't been good after I got what he gave me, okay, or she gave me. And this happens. So that's the main thing why we have the dark side practitioner clearing up, because you don't know who is attached and connecting to you. These are the dark side practitioners for people living on this planet who are using the dark arts. So that's the main thing to use that clearing for, where you have stuff happening to you and you don't know how and why, but your life is not working well and you have a pattern that you're experiencing. And just look at it, and, you know, you will get the answer. Ask your spirit what's going on. This is the whole thing about this program, to help you connect to your spirit. Your spirit has your answers, you know. And this is true with psychic readers, too. I've seen that happen with readers. You know, they're expecting to make so much money a month, you know, or they need to make that much money. They got into that profession, we'll call it. And they keep courting people. And to get more money from them. So, you know, codependency. And the whole thing is just mind control. So how do you get out of that? That's one clearing that you can do. If you're really stuck, you know, and, you know, you need to get out of it instantly, we'll say, then do about 30 of those clearings times probably about 5. So that's quite a few, about 150 clearings. And go on. For 6 weeks, do the self-empowerment session. That one can help you. Now, that's just strictly stuff that you're dealing with right now. It's not going to be a whole lifetime clearing. It's just to get you more present in the moment to move ahead. And that's kind of the way it works. But, yeah, the dark side practitioner is a very good clearing to do. So that's dark side mind control energies of somebody connecting to you. And it happens all the time. This is what's on here on this planet, is people are doing that. You know, it happens every day. Somebody thinks of you, looks at you. They judge you, and that's a load that you're taking. Or rather, you know, they're labeled with that particular energy or not. a person sees you every day and doesn't like you and they give you a bad thought, that person's still a dark side practitioner toward you. And eventually that'll start to take a toll on you. It'll affect your body. So back to you, Annika.
So that's the dark side practitioner clearing, and you also have one which deals with curses, hexes, and spells. So could you explain the difference?
Yeah, the dark side practitioner could be doing that, but you want to get the practitioner out of your life. And so that will disconnect that practitioner from the energetic pools that's working against you. Remember, these people work with energetic pools that was placed on this planet eons ago, okay? And these energies that are there is what all the practitioners use. So they all dip into, we'll say, the same pool of darkness brought here by the aliens. There may be hundreds of them, but we'll just say there's only one. So this is what they're doing is they're using that one pool to bring the energy forward to cause you harm. So once you know what that practitioner is, their name, then you can eliminate that energy from that pool. And this is how it works. It goes to the practitioner and to the energetic pool that they're using, and the light ship can help to eliminate that pool. Now, the hex and spell one, that one's completely different. That's when the practitioner actually does physical things to you. Maybe they get a doll in their hand, and or they kill a chicken or something, you know. And they really put this whammy on you. So that's extra, a lot more in detail. And you can also notice that. If you've seen somebody who's stuck in a relationship and they talk to you all the time about why they can't get out of it. Remember, people work this way with emotions. You might have friends yourself that you go out to eat with once a week. And as soon as you get to that table, they're talking about their bad relationship or something. Maybe they've had a hex or spell put on them. I had a lady that I worked with in one of the northern states, and she could not get away from her husband. And as we started talking more, we realized that her husband's wife put a spell on her to stay in the relationship, and she actually could not think of getting out of the relationship, even though she wanted to get out of it. She goes, whenever I try to get out of it, I'm like pulled right back into it again. And so that's what happened with her. Hopefully she had that clearing, which we talked about, and she's now separated. But, the husband was basically abusive to her, along with having other sexual partners. So it gets to be very, very negative quickly. So a hexes and spell is less like you have bad days, things keep happening to you, you wonder why, you know, you keep doing similar patterns, why people treat you the way they do. Somebody has just probably stuck that stuff on you, and you're dealing with this on your psychic billboard, and you can't get rid of it. And, I deal with people who probably in the past have had wonderful jobs, they were very happy. They met a person in their life, maybe they dated that person, and then all of a sudden they lost their job because they broke up with the person and they can't get a job for, you know, years and years and years, and they don't know what's going on. Well, that's one of those things where you get hexed and spelled, okay? So it's up to you to kind of realize what the aliens are doing to you. They brought this stuff here to disempower you, and that's the whole thing in a nutshell. You need to connect to your spirit, to be in the now. And when that happens, when you're in the now, a lot of stuff drops away from you. And then you're able to be more in spirit to move forward in your life. So all the clearings that we have is to get you so that you have a better lifestyle. That's the main thing, you know, to get out of your own way. And the emotional clearing is the best one to do first because that gets rid of your past baggage. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so you kind of answered another question that I saw on Fast Chat, which was, Hi is asking, how do we get out of the game and still live here? And you kind of mentioned it there when you said, living in the now and being heart-centered. And, I just felt how heavy we got there. But, you know, we aren't always heavy on this show or this radio show that you have, Ron, we have a lot of light that we talk about too. So, but we have to clear out the judgments that we have and the things that we're dealing with. And it's sometimes we have to talk about these things, don't we? And a few people are asking also about furniture. Let's say you have energy or entities on the furniture that you got secondhand, or you got maybe by another person. And Stephanie's saying that she had something in her bedroom that does not have good vibes about it. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about what to do there, Ron.
That one's a very inexpensive clearing. That's your object clearing.
It's a good one.
Cost you a dollar.
It's only a dollar, per item. And then if you do it for a week, it's 10, I think.
Yeah, just do it for like a week and see what happens. Mm-hmm. It should discharge the negative energy. Remember, or positive energy, okay? Remember, you have to realize that negative energy and positive, it's the same thing. It's judgment energy. It works with emotions, okay? And I like JJ's comment here. Does that mean we are all potential dark side practitioners?
Yep.
Boy, you hit that right on the head. The answer is a big yes.
Yep,
when you send somebody some energy, think of them, you are causing their physical body harm, okay? Because your physical body has its own particular resonance, and it has the way it's designed to live without psychic energy attacking it. So what I have is a list of services, okay? And I'll just read off some of these here. These are energies that the physical body has around them, put forth by the earth spirit to keep your body from being destroyed by people's thoughts. So one is an emotional body, feeling body, mental body, sensory body, pain body, fear body, anger body. Then we have a bunch of magnetic bodies that can get twisted and turned around. Victim body, anxiety body, trauma body, judgment body, empathic body, infection body, lymphatic body, and there's other ones too, but that's basically, all these are put in place because the dark side allowed you to think. And then the thoughts that you had by seeking knowledge, thinking that you're better than source energy, which is non-judgment, that separated you from source. And then you project your thoughts in duality of good or bad onto someone else. So it all depends. What you may think is good for somebody may be extremely bad for them. So it's all the same thing. A good thought is not anything better than a bad thought. It's not that it's better or going to help the person out more. It's going to cause them harm somewhere along the line. And what it can also do is activate in their DNA structure, the law of cause and effect, and bring forth a situation that's stored inside of you to get balanced. Remember, we're all trying to seek balance. So, you know, the old saying is, well, you have a positive thought, you need a negative thought to balance it, and vice versa, right? Law of cause and effect, because you want to become in the center. Well, you can just drop all that philosophy and go to your heart and get out of all that stuff, because when you're in your heart, you cannot think of a negative thought, and you will not pull in a negative thought to you when you're in your heart center. That's the whole thing. You have to go to your heart. If you don't choose to do that, then you're on the emotional roller coaster ride of life. And this is, if you look back upon your life, you can see what's happened to you. So that's it in a nutshell. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so this, I feel, is a perfect opportunity to talk about something really fun that's coming up that Ron is going to be live in New York. You're going to be there Friday the 16th? No, now I'm looking at... 15th, Friday the 15th, Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes, that's correct. That'll be at the New Life Expo in Manhattan, New York, the city, and it's about a block from Penn Station or Madison Square Garden. And I'll have three lectures there, plus I'll be in the Strange Universe panel, I believe it's Saturday at 10 o'clock. So it is an interesting panel to be on. I enjoy that one a lot. So anyway, if you've seen, if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. So then I'll have some private sessions with people also back in New York, along with three particular workshops the following week. So if you're back there, come and see me. And we have Light Infusion Chamber up. That's the greatest thing, to provide healings for people. So back to you, Monica.
Okay, so I've been checking the fast chat here, and I haven't really seen anything new. So maybe we could just kind of talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned a lot of those different bodies that is helping our physical body to live here when we get attacked, or, you know, when things happen here. So, do you want to do any? I know you did the emotional and the pain, and I thought maybe you could do one or two of those other ones, maybe the mental or maybe a feeling body.
Sure. Yeah. Let me do anger. People deal with anger a lot.
That sounds good.
So here we go. I'll do an anger body. Or this body is just put in you because. You have emotions, and it needs to help you so you don't destroy your own body and also destroy others. And this body typically will take on other people's anger, okay? So remember, you know that the mind's very powerful and what it can do. So here we go, anger body. So let's go back Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, which is today. We'll clear these here. So you may want to think of a situation, and if you don't think of one, we'll just clear away what's collected in there on those days, and you may feel your body relax. But some people have trigger points. So here we go. Saturday, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Sunday, one, two, three, four, five. And today, one, two, three, four, and five. So just see how you feel with that. This is why we have whole lifetime clearings. Just doing a sample here is only going to be, you know, like, you know, it just shows you that this healing does something, okay? It doesn't fix you. The whole lifetime one is going to take you out of a lot of this stuff that you're recycling. So if you're dealing with an anger body, it's going to keep recycling anger through you for your whole lifetime and drawing people to you because that body's stuffed full. And it will resonate that on your psychic billboard. So, hello. You want to get out of anger? Well, you better clear that body. Now we're going to do another one here. Let's do a, people have anxiety. Let's do the anxiety body here. Same process. Here we go. Saturday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sunday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And today, Monday, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Back to you, Annika.
Oh, interesting, yeah. I actually felt some there, so I got to go and do a couple more there for myself later on. But Stephanie is on the fast chat, and Karen, and they're talking a little bit about, you know, it's tough for famous people with all those courtings and that sort of, so many people are thinking of them. And also, Karen is wondering specifically about the psychic billboard clearing. If she names any specific organizations, would she possibly be attacking them? And maybe you can explain.
No, the psychic billboard takes it away from you. You're not necessarily going to that energy and, you know, rattling that cage. You're just taking it away from you, like I'm doing a psychic cord. If you went into the dark side practitioner, and you put in that group in there, yeah, that will help to eliminate some of their pools of energy that they're using to connect to other people, including yourself. So, yeah, that's the way those clearings are used. We have a question here about soul families. Can our soul family hurt us? Yes, definitely can, 100%. That's where you get your spiritual contracts and agreements. And bring us all... the roller coaster ride, yes, that is correct. That is your roller coaster ride, probably is mainly from your soul family. That's your spiritual contracts, agreements, why things happen to you in your life. Remember, they are used, use the word used, okay, to prevent you from moving forward in your life, to cause problems. And that's your link to them because they have the same resonant frequency that you have with your spirit, okay? So when you come to the earth plane, you get the spirit barcode. So everybody in the same soul family kind of relates to that same barcode. Maybe it's a sub-barcode that they stamp on you. So that way you can track each other. And people in your soul family can and will body hop into you. So you could be taking their emotional body, because it will resonate to your physical body with that same code, and you could be running their emotions through you. You only know who the person is. And also the spirit can come into your body too. And this is why typically if you have some type of surgery, we'll say, where they remove a body part or you get a transplant or something, somebody from your soul family, that energy will more than likely work with you much easier than somebody else, okay? But aside from that, yeah, your soul family is your spiritual setup. That is your karma. That's where it starts at. That's it. This is why I do a clearing to get you out of that. It's called the Master 4-in-1. You want to get out of your soul family, people. But naturally, that's being reinforced now by all the dating sites about finding your soulmate. Okay, so yeah, it's another setup. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and you also have the soul family clearing, which is a few different steps to it with soul family clearing, current soul family lifetime clearing, past lifetimes clearing, future lifetime, and a psychic billboard thrown in there with the soul family too. So it's a psychic billboard program disconnection, it's called, and that's all part of the soul family clearing as well. And we have more questions about the soul family, and Stephanie was wondering if it relates to our family that we're with now, or could they be part of our soul family, the ones that we are with now?
I would say typically yes. Typically, okay, because remember, you need to come back into an experience for the law of cause and effect to work. And the law of cause and effect is what the New Agers talk about. Oh, you're here because you have lessons, okay? And the lessons are to be learned so that you can leave here. And so how do you have a lesson if you don't have something that's going to deal with or be with someone else that needs that similar information, and that's normally done by your soul family. So I'd say probably 95% of the people out there, if you look upon all of your friends around you, you're going to notice that you're going to be very familiar with them when you first see them. You might be drawn to that person. And what you might even do just to play, have some fun, go to a shopping mall and watch people. And see what person you're drawn to after you see maybe 1,000 people walk in front of you. And one of those people might just be in your soul family. And if you walk up to the person and say, gee, you know, did I see you so-and-so? Or, you know, just make a conversation with them. You're probably going to find that you may hit it off with that person. Okay? Why? Because you're familiar with the energy. Maybe you talked with that spirit of that person last night. And you made the agreement to meet at the shopping mall, okay? So, at a given time. Remember, the dark side puts you in time. And this is why time works for you. Because you're running the dark side, the alien time reality. Where it gets really goofy is when they have different alien times, different alien races put you into a different time. And then you're having your day kind of messed up because you chose to meet somebody at a given time. They don't show up. They're probably there at a different timeline, but you're not. And you lose your connection. You lose that energy of the darkness. Remember, the darkness has the spiritual connections too, the light of the darkness. That's what you find in the churches and all the beliefs on this planet. So the light of the darkness does work that way. And sometimes you might say, man, my life is just going to hell in a handbasket today. And that could be because the parallel life energy is interfering with you and you want to get back into the present moment in your heart, but you don't know enough about that. All you see is the frustration and what's going on in your life, and you may understand at some point that that's what's happening. Or you feel like you're walking in the shopping mall and you go, man, this place feels like it has a different energy today. It feels brand new to me. Well, hello. Maybe you got dropped off in a parallel life with your body and your spirit, okay, as you got abducted. And you're now walking on and inside a shopping mall that you normally go to all the time, but everything feels strange to you. And you go, man, I don't know what this is about, but, you know, I feel like I'm separate from everybody else. Well, that's because you are. You're living in a different timeline. Hello, you all have experienced that. So this is the way life is here. How do you get out of that? What's the solution? Go to your heart center. Be in this lifetime here. And then at that point, you're here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so what about food addictions? Karen is asking about that, and it's another wonderful, interesting clearing that you have, which is the food addiction clearing, and she wanted to know if we could do a sample.
Okay, a food addiction. Sure, no problem. So, okay, there's different ways to look at the food addiction, so I want you to write this down. First thing is, get out your pencil and paper. This will be a test. So the first thing is the addiction by an entity, okay? So you have to look at this here. Are entities in you wanting to have an addiction? More than likely, yes, okay? Number two, is this addiction from a past life? Okay. So is the past life one that you've had on this planet? Okay. Number three, is it from a past life, which you're running right now from the past a second ago in a parallel lifetime, okay? So let's just say that for some reason, we'll just say half an hour ago, you just ate a bag of potato chips in a parallel lifetime and you just loved it, okay? And now you came back into this lifetime because they popped you back in here. And you have the memory way far back about eating potato chips. Okay? So all of a sudden your mouth starts watering because you're thinking about them. And you go, man, I want to have that potato chip bag. And you go out and you get a bag of potato chips. Okay? So that's the past parallel life. Well, what about the future parallel life? Okay? Maybe you're ahead of yourself 10 minutes. And you're eating those potato chips, okay? And all of a sudden, now you want to have them because you saw what you're eating in a parallel lifetime ahead of you. Now, remember, this is how people get really bad addictions. You know, especially, we'll say, gambling addictions, which can cost you a lot of money, okay? Let's just say that you're in a parallel life, and you may not gamble out there, but this is a good example. You're in this parallel life 10 minutes in the future, and you're winning money like crazy at this gambling casino. And maybe the gambling casino, is within driving range to your house or within maybe a couple of hours, okay? And there's a lot of casinos out now. And you're winning money like crazy. And all you see is your pockets getting stuffed full of chips or money or whatever. And maybe in that life that you're living that they brought you into, maybe you just got through winning $50,000. And you're just happy as could be. And all of a sudden now, in this lifetime, you think, oh, man, I feel lucky today. I feel really, really lucky because they're giving you a bleed-through, okay? Remember, the dark side wants to take your money from you. So now you go, you hop in your car, you go to the bank, draw out all the money that you got because you just feel extra lucky. And you go to the casino, and maybe you go to the exact same place. Maybe you're a card player, maybe you play roulette, whatever it is. You go to that same place, and you see the same people from that parallel life. Remember, they clone people, okay? And all of a sudden, you start playing your money, but somehow you don't win, and you lose all the money. And you wonder, gee, what happened? You know, after everything comes back into your current reality, and maybe losing we'll just say you lost $5,000 and you thought you would win, $50,000. And you go, man, what happened to me? Am I stupid? Well, no, you're not. You just fell into the parallel life trap. Did you go to your spirit first and your heart center to find out if this is real to me? Do I really need to do this to come back into this present lifetime? Did you happen to pinch yourself? That's a quick way. Give yourself a light pinch. And you're going to notice that as you do that, your body's going to become more alive, okay? If you become more alive right now, then I'll say, where were you? Hello. Okay? So that's it. And remember, entities are also, you know, the big one. Entities will bring you addictions. So if we just make it simple, what we're going to do now is an entity release for your particular addiction. Now, these are emotional bodies that are hanging out, that want to live their life through you. Okay? So think of your addiction right now, and we'll see if we can help you by getting rid of some of the entities causing that. Here we go. I'll count to 10 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So see how that feels for you. Think about your addiction right now, whatever that is, and just see if maybe it's tamed down a bit, whatever that would be. Oh, back to you, Annika.
Yeah, the more I've been doing clearings lately, I have found I can walk by things that used to be very addictive to me, and I've just found recently it doesn't happen as much. And I've done quite a bit of this, but especially when it comes to entities, and it is so, so helpful. And yes, you are right on the fast chat. High is mentioning since we are controlled by the dark side, how is it possible not to have negative thoughts and vibrate negative energies to others? And we have mentioned it several times. I know you mentioned it, Ron. And really, it does help so much to drop down into the heart and do it several times a day. And I noticed myself, how I just stay more in my heart more, and when I'm in my heart center, I am automatically in the now, in the present moment, and I just find for me it helps so much. So I hope that will help all of you who wonder how you can help yourself. And then there's also questions you can ask. You know, if it keeps happening automatically, you know, that you do judge others or that sort of thing, well, then you come back to the entities. Like, why would that happen to you, and maybe somebody else is running your body and that sort of thing, you know. So, I better catch up here on the fast chat, Ron, but maybe you want to mention a little bit more about that, you know, about how we can help ourselves.
You want to find out, really, who's home? Who's mining the fort? Remember, your body is there as a host, okay? So your body is a host for something to come into it so that it can move around, okay? And your body will work very wonderfully without anything in it because it has instinct, okay? It has a survival instinct. But what you want to connect with is your spirit. So, you know, if you get negative thoughts, who's giving you negative thoughts? Okay, what program is running in you? This is why we have all these clearings on the website, whole lifetime clearings to take away some of these programs. So remember, your body's just like your computer. How many programs are in it and who's running them? Who's activating that program? What entity is activating the program? like we did an addiction clearing. What addiction do you have that the entities like? Get rid of the entities. Do an entity clearing. The food addiction, I believe, is $5 times your age, if you wish to do that. So remember, addictions are what you have. Everybody has some type of addiction. So if you want to get it out, do the clearing and also do an entity release. You need to get entities out of you because entities reinforce that addiction. They come into you wanting to have the addiction. Just think about it. Have you ever seen a ghost smoke a cigarette? Well, think about that. Ever see a ghost go swimming? Have you ever seen a ghost drive a car? No. But they come into people and do that. Why? Because they need the body to work through. Without the body, you know, they're going to die because they can't get any life force energy, but they need a body to work through. So the entities that come into people are the problem. You need to get rid of that. Now, if you have it in your DNA, you know, then that's another problem. That'll also bring in entities, but we have a lot of clearings on the website for that. So it's up to you to want to help yourself. Your mind's not ever going to help you. So that's the whole thing. You know, it's too bad we don't have a TV show, Creation Lightship TV show with addictions. We could really help out a lot of people, helping them out so that they're able to, you know, move forward, get a reality show on addictions for people. I know they're out there showing people going through different types of processes and everything else, but, you know, look at the people, you know, and are they real people on some of these shows too? I won't get into that, but remember, we have a lot of clones walking around also. But you have to realize that we're here, you have a body, and you have to protect your body. How do you protect your body? You go to your spirit. Your spirit's your only protection. Nothing outside of yourself will ever help you. The light chip will, because it hooks up to your spirit, connects to your spirit, because it created you. But if you don't connect to your spirit, or you lost your spirit through a dark side practitioner, or you lost your spirit through prayers, people are praying for you, then all of a sudden you have problems. It's up to you to get out of it. And it's up to you to connect to your own spirit inside of yourself. That's all that you have. That's why baby's so full of vibrancy, because the spirit is there. Unless maybe a dark side practitioner got a hold of the baby, or they got energetically attacked by the darkness or something. You have seen movies on TV where a baby's born, you know, and it looks pretty awful. There's a movie that I think was made where John Lennon died, Rosemary's Baby. I haven't ever seen that movie, but that's where they produced that movie there at that location. But, you know, there are people that can use psychic energy to put in some kind of demonic thing into a baby. And that's a whole nother, you know, show probably. But remember, you want to always be responsible for yourself. And like I said, don't go outside of yourself. That's why I have on the website a thing about healings. And our show looks like the time is coming to a close here.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, this is a quick show. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And hopefully this show has helped you. But your only thing is to stay with your heart. Go in your heart. Stay with your spirit. That's your protection. To get out of what's here on the earth plane, you need to have healings done to get rid of the mindset, the alien influences off of you. That's what we're all about. So blessings to all of you. And our next BBS program is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everybody.
Bye.